Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm all excited. I have a domain name for the school. It is, I think it's awesome. I really do. I don't want to let it out until I, you know, get the website published. I'm going to work on that this weekend. But I've been feverishly working on the book and the school. I'm all excited. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Good morning, Vincent. I'm excited. I'm really excited. It sounds like a very wonderful idea, and it's going to help a lot of people.
Well, yeah, yeah. So, Greg, our farm is 241 acres. And the road frontage is 1 mile on a dirt road. And at the deepest point, it's a half a mile deep. And at the narrowest point, it's a quarter of a mile. It's flag-shaped. So it's roughly a one-third of a square mile. And I'm not saying this to for any other reason than to let the class know. This is the land on which the school will be built. And we found a location that is really nice. It's in a corner of the farm. It's kind of isolated. It's a great place for some cabins. We can bring electricity there via solar or from the grid or both. There's a pond there for fishing. There's trails for hiking. And we're thinking that we can do some really neat things. Like, for example, the cows will be one fence over. So just walk over to the fence and there are the cows. Hay fields, grass, trees, timber, and wild animals, the sounds of nature. Hardly anybody goes on the dirt road, so it's quiet, it's secluded. You can see the stars at night when they're not spraying chemtrails. And, you know, I was thinking just a real simple thing it's in the book, but how many people would have thought of this as a brand new farmer? So, and this is a class for people who want to be self-reliant and independent. That's what this is for. This is not for any other purpose that I can think of. It's for teaching people how they can be independent from most everything. And so one day, our cows were missing. Okay. So out of a field, they just disappeared. And so we went looking for them and we couldn't find them. So we asked around, and no one knew where they were. So we searched the entire perimeter of the fence, which is several miles long. And we found that the fence had been cut in the back, you know, where nobody really spends a lot of time. Out of sight, out of mind, out of reach for, you know, most people. And our fence was cut, and our cows were gone. And we found out where they were. And a young farmer decided he liked our cows as much as we did. And he put them in the back of the back of the back of the back 40, where you couldn't see them. And he was hiding our cows. He knew. So I called the sheriff's office. We found out where they were. A neighbor called and said, "You all missing some cows?" And we said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I know where they are. You know, this guy has them." So I called the sheriff's office and I said, "Look," I called the guy who had the cows, and he said, "Well, how do I know they're yours?" And he was going to give me a real rough time to make me prove they were our cows. So I decided to call the sheriff. This was many years ago. I explained to the sheriff that this guy has our cows. He admits he has the cows, but he wants me to prove it. So instead of having a gunfight, I think it'd be better if the sheriff came. So the sheriff came over to our house, and I showed him our cows. And he said, so how will we know they're yours? And I said, well, okay, if you look, you'll see that we don't brand our cows with a hot branding iron. We put ear tags in them. And the ear tags are lime color. So if you go to the local farm supply store, you'll find ear tags. And they're a little bit larger than the credit card. They go in the ear, and they don't come out unless they're ripped out. And so there are colors of the ear tags that are common. For example, there's red ones, and there's white ones, and there's yellow ones. Ours are this lime green color that nobody wants. Nobody uses lime green ear tags around here because they just don't like the color. So ours are this color that nobody wants. That's number one. Number two is if we're nice to our cows, and if we call them, they come running. And we have a different cattle call from all the other farmers. And our cattle call is, come on. And as soon as they hear that, their heads go up, they moo, the whole herd will moo back to us saying, got it, we're on our way. And they come running. Okay, so we went over, the sheriff and I went over to this farm. This guy's wife was there. And we said, we're here for the cows. And she said, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. I told him not to do it. I told him not to do it. I told him it was going to be trouble. So she admitted right then and there that her husband was trying to steal our cows. So sheriff looked at me and I said, well, let's call him. And we couldn't see the cows, so I just called them, come on. And you heard the mooing, and they all came running toward us. And the sheriff said, I can see they're your cows. So we got the cows back. Now, the purpose of that whole long story is it's not obvious that you should have a different color size ear tag if you're going to raise animals compared to your neighbors. Because sometimes animals actually get out because of a weak fence. Sometimes they get out because they're stolen. You know, there are several reasons why your cows might not be on your farm. But in the book is why you should have a different color ear tag from everybody else, whether it's lamb, sheep, goats, cows, doesn't matter. So that's the kind of thing that's in the book. Greg, your comments, please.
Wow. So have you ever had any cows stolen over the years?
Well, there was a case, and I told this on the air probably about 2 years ago. We had a mama cow and her calf, a newborn calf. Now, a newborn calf is about the size of a full-grown German Shepherd. So, let's say 100 pounds. So, you know, a guy could pick up a calf. And when they're brand new, they're kind of wobbly and they can't run real well. So what we did, this mama cow was kind of ornery, and she was real protective of her calf. That's why she was ornery. So we sectioned her off into an area where we have a cattle waterer, a gravity-fed cattle waterer, and we gave her like an acre and plenty of grass for her and her little calf. But it was right along the road, along this 1 mile of road frontage on the dirt road, and it was in a dip, so the road would go down and it would go back up. So, you know, a little valley, if you will. So typically, you couldn't see where this cow and calf were if you were on most of the road because it was below the average height of our land. And Mrs. Finelli and I and our son were working, cutting up some dead wood that had fallen from a tree, and we saw this guy in a pickup truck on the wrong side of the road, pulled off the side of the road right where this mama cow and calf were. And we thought, it really looks like this guy's going to steal that calf. So we hopped in the equipment and drove over there, and he took off. And this happened several times. He kept coming back. He wanted that calf. And so the final time, he was able to outrun the tractor. He was able to outrun our Jeep. And we took our son's Cummins turbo diesel, 3/4-ton pickup truck, you know, Dodge, and we saw him, and we chased after him. He took off. So finally, we decided to patrol the road, and we saw this guy coming back. So our son was driving. I had an AR, AR-15. Our son had his 9mm and an AR-15. I had my 45. And we parked the, we pulled the truck diagonally across the road so this guy couldn't get by us. And I was in the overwatch position. Our son went to visit him, you know, 50 feet away, maybe 100 feet away. And we got a chance to talk to him. And it was clear that he was up to no good. His truck was filled with trash, you know, one of those trucks that have all the cigarette cartons and cigarette butts and papers across strewn across the dashboard. Looked like he lived in his truck. It was just a mess. And it was an old beat-up truck. And so finally when I realized that it looked like there wasn't going to be a shootout, I went over there to meet him, and he looked at me and he said, "I heard about you. You're the one that shoots people." And this guy was from 20 miles away, literally. So he wasn't a local. So, yeah, he was trying to steal our cows, our calf, but it didn't work. So our reputation is one that you really don't want to mess with those people because, you know, that guy Vincent, he's crazy. So that's the story about yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's a really good reason for a good security. Mm-hmm. Security system. Mm-hmm. You know, when I found there's some cheap cameras that you can get at Walmart called Mercury Cams. And they're off of a little USB port that you can plug in, which means that you can use a little solar charger and a what you would use to charge your phone up if you didn't have, you know, like a backup. To keep these cameras running so they could be put out in your field or somewhere remotely, like under a little dome somewhere. And you can put an SD card in them. And whenever, they've got night vision, everything, you can literally have a security system that is not hooked up to the Internet. And what I mean by that is you can take a router and not hook it up to the Internet and have your own home security network. This is one of the things that we can probably teach at the class, too.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of
fact, it will monitor your place. Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You can set up a router that can talk to another router. You can have... You know, if you wanted to, Wi-Fi outside and in a small plastic kind of a tote shelter, yes, you absolutely positively can. I've done that. I've done that back in the, probably in the 90s. The school system had a problem, and there's no other way that we could have gotten this job done to wire a remote classroom from the main building, and that's exactly what I did. So you're absolutely right. It was temporary, they needed it done. And I don't like wireless. I really don't. But there's no alternative.
Yeah, you can turn off the indicator lights on the cameras. They will record. They will, broadcast to you on your private network. So you'll know what's going on all the time without being spied on yourself.
Correct.
So it looks like we're coming up on a break.
Yeah, we're coming up on a break, and so we're kind of talking about the school, we're kind of talking about the book, the lessons, and the things that we will be teaching that are just not taught in school. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Lesh is with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. And OutbackEnergySystems.com. OutbackEnergySystems.com. And, you know, we're talking about this, the school and the book. And a lot of what's in the book is in the school and vice versa. And so we're fleshing out the school and figuring out how it's all going to work out. And we found this area where we can have some cabins. And we're thinking we should build 4 to 6 cabins and for a week-long stay. So you could spend a week with us here at the farm, and you could see it all. And one of the components that I was working on yesterday was the automotive shop component of the class and the book. And so I've got the pictures for the book, and I'm fleshing out the words for the book and the... And it's the same thing as the lessons, except I'll be teaching the lessons in person, Greg will be teaching, etc. But in the automotive shop, you'll learn how to test shock absorbers, and also in the book. And you'll learn about the front suspension. You'll learn about how to see if you have a slight tear on a rubber boot in the front steering system, or the front suspension system, or in a constant velocity joint, how you can replace those rubber boots rather than replace the whole axle, if you catch it in time, or the ball joints, etc. So you can, maybe I should say it this way, the tie rod ends. You can replace the rubber boots for two of them for $5 on the tie rod ends rather than have a multi-$100 steering system repair. Well, we'll show you. We'll show you how to do it. We'll show you how it works. We'll talk about the routine checks, the routine maintenance. We'll talk about balancing tires, how to balance, you know, a tire and a wheel. We'll talk about how to tell if your wheel hubs are damaged and can fail. We'll talk about something as simple as the correct way to change a tire, to torque the lug nuts, why you should torque the bolts when you're mounting a wheel onto a vehicle, why you need to use a specific pattern of torquing the wheel lug nuts or wheel bolts, depending on which system you have. We'll talk about changing the radiator coolant and why you need to do it. We'll even cut open an oil filter so you can see what's inside after the oil filter has been used. And we do that to determine the general condition of the engine. So if we see metal particles in there, we know that failure is like really soon. Okay. So those are the kinds of things that you just don't learn in school, right? Greg, your thoughts?
Yeah. And I was also thinking, last night I was, thinking that we ought to maybe make some earth bag homes, shelters, and go through the whole process, including wiring, including the solar system, including adding a solar oven to the south-facing side of the house, things like this, how to plumb, how to set up a shelter or a home for next to nothing, and even use these as cabins that some of the students can stay in. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Absolutely. So there can be, as Greg said, an earth bag home cabin as part of the instruction material and for staying. So you could stay in a traditional cabin or an earth bag cabin. We can show you how to use tires for defense. We can show you. This can all be right on campus. Right on campus. So when we teach the class in person, you'll be able to see the plumbing because we can leave that exposed in the cabin.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
So you can see how outlets are wired, receptacles and switches are wired. You can see the type of wiring. You can see the layout of the wiring. You can see the layout of the plumbing. You can see the vent stack. You can see how it's done properly and inexpensively. And then you'll be able to do that yourself, you know, once you learn how to do it.
And build a water recycling system.
Right. We laid out the septic system for, you know, roughly speaking for the cabins and the water supply system, and we'll have pictures of how we build it, so we'll be able to see. So over there, you know, that marker shows where the underground plumbing is and how deep it is, and we'll have pictures for the class and pictures in the book as new versions of the book come out.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A year after raising the alarm on the open southern border, California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy on One America News says things are getting worse, not better.
Because what's happening, not only does he have an open border, President Biden, allowing all these people illegally in, we now have fentanyl, enough fentanyl in America to kill every single American seven times over.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, after refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee, is now facing voter fraud charges in North Carolina. The complaint alleges Mr. Meadows registered to vote in 2020 to an address he never visited. President Biden and China's Xi Jinping are set to speak on Friday. The White House has warned Beijing not to assist Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a claim China denies and will be clarified when the two talk. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Indicted Representative Jeff Fortenberry, the Republican from Nebraska, is blaming his indictment on bad cell phone reception. In a phone conversation with a donor, he was informed $30,000 may have come from an illegal source. The congressman said he didn't understand the content of the call. The FBI says he's lying. A lawmaker in D.C. says Russia is funding environmental groups across the United States to advocate against American energy independence by pushing the Green New Deal so Russian oil will become the world's choice. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota, on Newsmax Thursday.
Russia's involvement in spreading disinformation through the non-government organizations disguised as environmental groups in the United States is not a new story. This is something that we've known for some time. In fact, in 2018, a House committee found evidence that this was happening. Senate, under Democratic control, leadership admitted as much that Russia was spending money in the United States to push us toward the Green New Deal. And at the same time, that opens up markets for them to sell their dirtier fuel. So that's why I say what's not benefiting, of course, is the environment, because frankly, opening up markets for Russia to sell its dirty energy while we are not in that market is like taking a bath in a pig pen.
James Webb Telescope officials have announced its Mir segments are now aligned and is near operational status. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
I wonder today if
hot. Why? Oh, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds, don't you...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig Lesher's with us, and we're talking about the school and the book, or the books. And you can learn from what we're going to be publishing how to build a solar system. And we built ours. We built our solar rack. Yes, go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we will probably be teaching, too, is how to turn a room with no windows into a greenhouse, indoor greenhouse. Why is that so important in times like this? Well, when people are starving to death, they don't need to know what you're doing as far as taking care of your own food. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, right now, actually for days now in Ukraine, people have been fighting each other for food. Now, these are people, and this is a horrible situation. There's an invasion, there's a war, there's bombings, there's all kinds of things going wrong in Ukraine. And people who would normally, like last month, be getting along just fine, are fighting each other for food because it is, their life is at stake if they don't have food. So what Greg's talking about is making yourself unseen, making yourself kind of blend in, being able to grow food with light, but without the light emitting from the room. So absolutely, entirely possible, doable, and should be seriously considered. Another thing we're going to be talking about, of course, the solar system, off-the-grid system is paramount. But Greg taught me something that's really neat. And typically when you build a solar system, when you wire it, when you run the electrical wiring from the solar array, where the solar panels are, to the charge controller, which is typically in a building or inside, use copper wiring. But what Greg did was he used rebar, concrete reinforcing rods that are typically 10 and 20 feet long, and they come in different diameters, like half inch, 5/8, etc. And he welded them in parallel. One would be plus, one would be minus, and he put them in conduit, and he used that instead of copper wiring. Now, how many people would have thought of doing that? Well, you certainly can. The iron in rebar, the steel in rebar, is conductive. Not as conductive as aluminum or brass or copper or silver, but it's way less expensive. So you can have a much larger diameter to move the current, and it's way, way more cost effective if you don't have to bend it too much. So for the run from the solar array to the, you know, to the charge controller, or at least most of the run, you could do that, and then you could connect, transition to copper, and then go inside. So those are things that we'll be teaching and you can learn. And we built our solar array, the rack, if you will, for the panels, out of recycled shelving. So if you went to Lowe's or Home Depot, you'd see in the lumber section this steel shelving that can hold an enormous amount of weight. That's exactly what we used to build our solar array. We fabricated it ourselves. We engineered it ourselves. We welded ourselves. And we prototyped it, and it works. And we've hit 75-mile-an-hour winds here, and it's still working just fine. So it's probably, you know, it's, if you look at solar arrays on the Internet and you look at images, you can see lots of them that you can buy. But we built it probably for one-fifth the cost, if that much, probably more like one-eighth the cost. And it is more durable than anything else on the market. And it looks really, really well. It looks nice. It's pleasant to look at compared to most of these solar arrays that are out there. So, yes, you can, and yes, we can teach that, and yes, we can show you. So it's just one more thing. And we'll show you the difference between solar panels on the roof and freestanding solar panels that are mounted in concrete piers, and the difference, and why you should consider one over the other. Like if you have snow and you've got solar panels on the roof, you're probably going to have no solar electricity for days until the snow melts, unless you want to get up on the roof and sweep it off. And nobody does that. But if you're in Florida or California where there's not much snow, maybe on the roof is the way to go. But really, you need to get out of Dodge. Greg, your thoughts?
Yeah. My thoughts are the thing you want to do in an emergency situation like this is look and appear like you're one of the victims. Like, you know, you're in as dire situation as they are. So they don't look at you as a supplier. You know, you don't want to draw attention to yourself. And that's a big thing. That's a big thing in a survival situation. Okay. These are things that we'll teach in the school.
Okay. I've got a comment. I was teaching a little class to one of our neighbors, and I said, you know, you might, things are getting worse by the minute. I said, you might want to have, this particular neighbor lives a lot closer to the road. You can see the house. I said, as things continue to get worse, you might want to collect some household trash that you would normally want to discard, and you might end up sprinkling that trash around your front door and in your front yard. And you might want to take a, you know, if you have a car that doesn't, you know, that you want to sacrifice, you can push that out by right to the end of the driveway and raise the hood and open the doors and raise the trunk, scatter that household trash all around so it looks like your house has been looted. And no sense going there. And then you might want to print one of those biological signs, you know, biohazard signs, and put that on the doors, and have a hazmat suit, you know, one of those Tyvek suits with the hood and the goggles, and so if people come to your door, you come out in a hazmat suit and don't say anything, you just kind of motion like, oh my God, you wouldn't believe what's in there, you don't want to go in there, you know, like you're an official.
So a little sign on the door that says, we're sick, please stay away.
Well, actually, there's dead people in there, and it really smells to high heavens, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
These are the kinds of strategies that we'll be teaching. And I'm interested, class, in your comments. And so temporarily I have an email address. It's usapreparesatoutlook.com, USAPREPARES. @outlook.com, and you can send me an email if you're interested in participating in this. If you have interest in the book, make sure you find out about it early and right away. And same thing with the classes. If you're interested in coming to Missouri for a weekend, we'll be having weekend classes, and we'll be having week-long classes. We'll be having an expo that we control the whole thing. And that's a good thing, because then we won't have, there'll be no police, it'll be just us. And we won't be shut down by the fire department coming with their engines because they don't like what we're saying. None of that. We control it all. It'll be right here at the farm in Missouri. So does that make sense to you? If it does, usaprepares@outlook.com is the email address. You know, there's plenty of room for target shooting here. And we can teach you the fundamentals of rifle, pistol, shotgun. We can show you the pattern. You squeeze off that shotgun trigger, and how far out do the pellets spread? We can show you. And you can see it for yourself. you can even do it. So we're planning a target shooting session. Handgun and rifle. And so you can handle them, and there'll be some safety. Since we all don't know each other, we're going to be incredibly safe when we do this. But we'll teach you the fundamentals of that as well. So I don't think there's too much that we're going to be lacking in this school, except for time. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to cover it all in 1 week. Really tough.
And so yeah, maybe the it really is.
Yeah. And you know, show and tell is kind of neat. So here's the thing. In Missouri, the preferred sewage treatment, wastewater treatment technology is what's called a lagoon. And what that really is a pond. So what if you have land, what the state of Missouri would like you to do first choice would be to scoop out some land, let's say 100 feet by 100 feet, a depression, make a depression in the land, and then just take the sewage pipe and run it right into that depression. And it'll create a sewage pond called a lagoon. Now, they'll want you to put a fence around it so no one goes swimming in it, but what it doesn't smell. What happens is the sun's rays coming down on this lagoon disinfects the water. Now, you really don't want to grow food in it, but But it's a great way, an inexpensive way of sewage treatment. Next, the next best they like is a septic system, which is an underground tank, and the solids settle in the tank, and the liquids flow out of the tank into a distribution system, which is nothing more than 4-inch PVC pipes with holes drilled in the bottom of them, and they might be 300 feet long, 400 feet long in an array. So what happens is the sewage goes into the tank, and the solids settle to the bottom, and then maybe 3 feet up from the bottom of the tank is the overflow, and then every time you run the sink, flush the toilet, the overflow takes effect, and the liquids get piped through your field. And then the grass grows up from the liquids, and the sun evaporates the liquids, and so you don't have a mess in your yard. That's what a septic system does.
Yeah, I've got a better solution for that. And instead of putting a drain field in of a typical septic system, they have what's called infiltrators. And it's like a half-pipe system that roots can grow in. Now, the advantage to this is that you can put shade trees, and they won't clog up your sewer, your drain field. The roots won't go on the pipes. They go underneath them. And it's fantastic for growing your shade trees and watering your shade trees. You don't have to water them, basically.
So if
you want to use your black water for that, that's a really good, really, yeah. really good.
And what you'll learn, class, is that the infiltrator field or the septic system leach field will have to be lower in elevation than the plumbing in your basement, if you have a basement, or lower in elevation than your plumbing in your crawl space, because liquids run downhill. So you'll learn about that. And you'll learn about how much of a leach field or infiltrator system you'll need. Infiltrator is more expensive, and it's a newer technology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, another thing we'll be teaching is I'm sure you're going to want to raise some animals. And if you have some cows, how much do they eat? How much grass do you need? How much acreage do you need per cow? That's a thought, right? So we're going to raise the questions that some people don't initially have. They may have them once they get here. I mean, that'll be a question that'll pop up right away. Once you get here, you know, the class will see cows and they'll say, so how many can you have? How much land do you need? Do you need equipment for that? How about fencing? How many strands of barbed wire fencing should you use? It should be 6, 5, 4. How many? What about electric fencing? What about high tensile fencing? What about poly wire, you know, fence tape, temporary fencing? Which is the best? We'll show you all of them. We have them all right here. We have high tensile. We have poly wire. We have barbed wire. And there are pros and cons to every one of them. And they require maintenance, but different kinds of maintenance. And we have it all here to show you. And here's another thing. So how much do cows eat? Well, let me give you a staggering number. How much hay would I like to have here at the farm to get us through the winter? 450,000 pounds. 450,000 pounds of hay. So when I'm not here, you know, on the radio, I'm making sure we have hay, you know, in the growing season. And what size tractor should you have? And here's the thing. In Missouri, there are lots of rocks, but not just Missouri. So what do you do about the rocks in the field? If you want to have a hay mower and you're going to be cutting 3 inches off the surface of the ground, and you hit rocks, you'll destroy your equipment. So what do you do about those rocks? You pick them up? Is there a machine to pick them up? Here's what we do.
Yeah.
We have...
You know what?
Greg, you might like this. You really might like this idea. So we have a propane tank. Okay? So think of like a 300-500-gallon propane tank. You cut a hole in the side of it. This is a rounded side, rounded edge. Tank, and we put a 2-inch piece of a nipple on it, a pipe nipple with a cap, and it's welded on there. And then we have pillow blocks, and we put two axles, one on each end of the tank, and we roll the tank. And it looks like Fred Flintstone's car, except instead of having one roll, two rollers, one in the front and one in the back, it has one. And we fill it up with water, over 300 gallons of water. So it weighs maybe roughly 3,000 pounds, this whole machine, maybe more. We fill it with water, and it attaches. We have a frame, and it pulls. It gets pulled by a tractor, and we go slowly over the rocks. You know, and the rocks can be the size of softballs. They're sitting there. They just pop up every year, and we just take the tractor in the right when the soil is damp and amenable to being having the rocks being pushed back down. We just push them back down by rolling over them with this propane tank. Greg, have you ever seen one of those?
You mentioned rocks. Now, in permaculture, in a drought, rocks are invaluable. And what do I mean by that? I mean, you pile them around a tree. What happens at night? They collect dew. And whenever you pick up a rock off the ground, what do you see underneath? Moist soil. That should be one of the courses that we teach a little bit is also about permaculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we've got rocks in, you know, some places we like rocks. Other places, like in the field where we're trying to cut for hay, hay fields, rocks are a real problem. They'll destroy the equipment. And equipment is so expensive, we can't allow that to happen. Greg, have you ever seen a propane tank made into a roller for pushing down rocks? Have you ever seen one of those?
No, that sounds like a fantastic idea, actually.
Well, I was out there taking pictures of it, you know, a week ago or so, and I was pulling this thing around, so I've got it hooked up to the tractor, and I show how it works, you know, the before and after pictures of the field. And
well, you could also put some square tubing on it and make an aerator out of it.
Well,
I've got in the ground.
Yeah, I've got absolutely correct. So what you're talking about is just adding tubing to welding tubing so that it's like a spiked haircut around the perimeter of this roller. And literally what it'll do is punch holes in the ground. And so the next time it rains, there'll be little depressions in the ground for the rain to collect and seep further into the ground. Absolutely. Gosh, Greg, a whole hour's gone by. Do you believe
it? Wow, that was quick.
Yeah. So
fantastic subject. Excitement ahead. I mean, this is going to be a class that I think will become very, 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 very valuable in years to come.
Have you heard of anything like it, Greg? I have not.
No, I haven't. I know. Yeah. I've heard of little survival in the wilderness type classes, but let me tell you something about that. People that think that they can survive with just a gun and go out and shoot the animals, it's not going to happen. Those animals are going to disappear quickly, and so will the people that are doing it.
It happened here in 1959. There were no rabbits, deer, and all shot because of the drought. Greg, thank you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.